Welcome to Tuesday Tea with Tine, brought to you by E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. It's time to arise, align, and soar into all that God has planned for you. Go ahead, grab your cup, and let's get to the tea.
Hey there. Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon. Wherever you are and however you're tuning in, welcome to another episode of Tuesday Tea with Tine, where we sip truth, serve grace, and grow in purpose, one soul-stirring, tea-steeping conversation at a time. I'm your host, Tine, and today's episode is for you on those days when hope feels out of reach. Here's your reminder. Hope is a habit. It's not something that magically appears when the stars align and the sun shines brighter. No, hope is something we build moment by moment, choice by choice, especially when life feels heavy. So tell me, are you ready for some hope? Well, I hope so, because today we will sip on what it means to make hope a part of your daily routine. But let's clear something up from the jump. Hope is not fragile, it's forged. Hope is not some glittery wish floating in the clouds. It's not an emotional fluff or the blind optimism that ignores reality. Hope is a spiritual muscle, resistance training for the soul. Hope is what keeps you rooted when your dreams are delayed. It's what whispers try again after disappointment. And hope, it's what gives you vision in the valley and strength in the silence. Romans 5, 3 and 4 reminds us, we rejoice in suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character. Character produces hope. Wait, did you catch that? Hope isn't instant, it's produced. It's the final layer in a process that sometimes starts with pressure. So if you're in a season where the weight is heavy, don't be discouraged. Hope isn't pretending things are perfect. It's the bold decision to say, even in this mess, I still believe God is working it for good. Selah. Now let's move to today's three steep tips. Practical tips for making hope a daily practice. Not as an emotion, but as a discipline. Tip number one, start your day with expectation, not evidence. If you're waiting for proof to before you believe again, you're always going to be late for your own miracle. Hope is not based on a forecast. It's based on God's faithfulness. Lamentations 3:23 says, great is his faithfulness. His mercies begin new each morning, and I will hope in him. So today, before you go any further, before you scroll, play, or replay, expect. Expect grace, movement, and divine alignment. Let hope be your first choice, not your last resort. Tip two, feed your hope what it needs. Yes, hope has a diet. And let's be real, some of us have been feeding our faith junk food. If your spirit is starving on comparison, chaos, and criticism, no wonder your hope is weak. What's the first voice you listen to every morning? Is it the news about everything bad that's happening in the world right now? What's the energy you allow in your space? Is it filled with complaining? Are your inputs building faith or draining it? Here's a quote that's attributed to various sources that says, hope is the seed, but what you water it with determines what and how it grows. So this week, Eliminate one thing that depletes your hope and then replace it with something that restores it. Maybe a scripture, a gratitude post, an encouraging podcast, and even silence. Tip 3, speak to the future you still believe in. Hope requires a target. It needs direction. Don't just feel it, declare it. Declare the future God promised, even if it sounds crazy to say out loud. A few episodes ago, we talked about the power of your words. Let's apply that truth today. And let's complement it with Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold tightly without wavering to the hope we affirm, for God can be trusted to keep his promises. So write your own hope declaration this week. One sentence, one statement of faith. Place it somewhere visible and say it out loud every day. The future needs to hear you coming before the breakthrough arrives. Now let's move to my favorite portion of the episode where we spill the tea. But let's talk for a minute. You may be thinking, Tina, I want to hope again, but I'm scared and I don't feel like I can. I'm not strong enough. Trust me, I get it. But hope doesn't make you weak. It proves you're still willing to believe. And hope doesn't erase pain. It gives the pain purpose. It says, I may be bruised, but I'm not buried. Hear me. Hope isn't passive. It's not about waiting around for life to change. Hope takes action, makes room, and puts in the work. So keep showing up. Keep building. Keep preparing like the promise is already on the way. As we close today, let's make this bold affirmation. Come on, say it with your chest. Hope lives in me. I expect goodness. I prepare for joy because I believe. Hope isn't a soft whisper, it's a war cry against despair. So let your voice be heard. And this week, don't just practice hope when things are easy. Practice hope every day. Thank you for sipping with me. And if this episode stirred your soul, share it with someone who needs a reason to keep going. Then like, share, comment, all the things. And meet me here next Tuesday for another sip of wisdom and another sip of growth. Until then, honor your peace, continue to grow, and keep steeping in purpose and hope. Have a great rest of your week.
That's all for today's broadcast. Thank you for joining me on Tuesday Tea with Tina. I hope today's conversation stirred your faith, sparked some clarity, and reminded you that you're not walking this journey alone. Tuesday Tea with Tina airs weekly on Tuesdays at 12 noon Central. I look forward to our conversation next week and encourage you to invite others to join us. Until then, keep trusting, keep growing, and keep showing up for the life God designed just for you. Be blessed, stay aligned, and keep steeping in God's plan. Remember, your best life is waiting. Let's make it happen together. Tuesday Tea with Tina is a production of E. Renee Coaching, where we help you discover your destiny one session at a time, empowering you to walk boldly in your God-given purpose. For more information and to book your complimentary coaching session, visit our website at ereneecoaching.com.